Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Doobies are your artist of the day. All right, welcome everybody. I understand we have a full board. We'll get to all of you here in just a moment as we do Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Tasty beverage I once used to enjoy. Let me be the very first to wish all of you, if I may, a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
I lost my train of thought.
The greatest moment of my day, Danny, you'll love this, is every time we come back from a commercial break or do something like that, Sam will say, Mike's going hot in 3, 2, and right before he said it, all I hear is, I'm losing it.
That I said.
Yep.
I'm losing it. Mike's going hot in 3, 2.
Just thought I'd let you know where I was at.
Dana, do you have a grievance that you want to share first?
No, I am with Sam.
Okay. I told you, I predicted this day would come. I am Nostra dumbass. And I predicted that on this Friday, this would be the day that everybody just says, I can't take it anymore.
Well, for me, it's the fact that my laptop decided not to work, and then we've had connection issues with Dana nine times.
Sam, it doesn't matter what the reason is. All that I know is that Nostra Dumbass, a.k.a. Scott Parks, predicted that today would be the day that everybody would lose their minds. I am the only one completely in control of my faculties, and I am the only normal person left in this room. The two of you have completely lost it.
Well, since you're claiming to be completely okay right now, I would like to let everybody know that during the news for the 5 o'clock hour, all I could hear coming out of Scott Park's microphone was him screaming into thin air. So he has also lost it, in case you were wondering.
That may be true. Here's what you didn't hear. Sam, turn my volume down a little bit.
Oh, God, are you going to yell?
I'm going to demonstrate what I did. Okay. And it was in the middle of the news break, and I'm sitting in my chair here in my living room, and I go, and all I hear from my headphones is Sam go, I feel the same way.
A garden hose made me cry today.
Dana, a garden hose made you put something on Facebook today with F-bombs and S-bombs, and it was one of the funniest things I have ever seen in my entire life.
I shouldn't have to be an engineer to use a garden hose. Okay?
Is that your grievance?
Yes, that is my grievance.
Woodford.
The name on the spigot. I don't even know what it means. Some stupid man who doesn't know how to install things put it on there, and his name is Woodford.
It's probably a brand.
Yeah. Named after the man who invented it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sam, can you send us? Okay.
I would love to send us to the phone, Mr. Parks.
And if he wasn't dead, I would hope he would get hit by a bus, but he's probably already dead.
DJ in Oklahoma.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
Hi, DJ in Oklahoma. Hi.
Hey. Hey. Thanks for having me on again. My grievance is with the Land O'Lakes Butter Company.
Bro. You just broke a major rule, man.
It's in the news cycle. He can name it.
Cycle. You cannot name a company, but you already have, so continue.
Well, it's all over the news.
Okay, thank you. Well, they took away our beloved Indian girl, but my grievance is they kept their land.
They kept the land, Olex, but they took away Mia, the Indian princess who has graced the cover of the Land O'Lakes Butter for 100 years. That is correct.
Why? Because is it offensive?
Yes, we talked about this like 2 weeks ago.
That's dumb.
Well, she is no longer on the website, on their logo, and you'd better buy up the butter with her on it now because they ain't making it no more.
What about Aunt Jemima? Is Aunt Jemima offensive?
I think they removed Aunt Jemima a while ago.
I believe that's not accurate. I believe I have a bottle of Aunt Jemima in the cabinet. I'll go take a look here during the break. Sam, send us to somebody else, please. Next grievance brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Hello. Riley and Independence.
Hey, Riley.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
It's going well. Thank you.
All right. So thanks for taking my call first off. My little brother and I love listening to your show.
Oh, thank you, man. That means a lot. That really does mean a lot. Thanks.
So my grievance is with all the people that during this mess just want to go to extremes. They want either everything shut down completely or everything just right back open and don't want to take middle ground precaution.
That's a good one.
So that's my grievance.
So you're talking about like a compromise. Is that the way I understand your grievance?
Slowly, just opening things up a little bit, but, you know, being careful about it. And there's so many people that either want everything to stay closed or everything just to open back up.
Riley, thank you for being reasonable.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
God bless you, brother. Be well. Be safe. Sam, one more before we go to the break.
John in Kansas City.
Hey, John. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
Oh, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. My grievance is for all these people in this country that are downplaying this pandemic, and if it's not that big of a deal, to the point where they're saying that the death tolls are being artificially inflated, and they're claiming any death is now being no matter what it is, COVID. It's all over Facebook. I'm not sure. I'm not on Twitter. It's playing on Twitter too. You got radio talk show hosts that are doing this. You got a cable news network that does it almost all day long.
Yeah, you don't have that here. Ask the gravediggers in New York City if this is overblown.
No, I know you guys. You guys have been straight from get-go. Straight jumps, because you guys have been straight on this. You know what I'm talking about, Danny. You've probably seen it yourself. And it just makes me sick. Like, what type of slime would have the nerve to say and do such things? I'll never understand.
I know.
I think it rhymes with Hannity.
You said it, not me.
Well, there were also, you know, Dr. Oz, all of these weirdo non-doctors. Dr. Drew was one, and Dr.
No,
I blew my lid on Dr.
Well, hang on Dr. Drew. I'm not familiar with that one, but definitely Dr. Phil.
Oh, Drew was in there and came out and apologized 2 weeks ago
good.
For saying that this was not a thing.
Dr. Phil is allegedly one of the most horrible human beings on the planet. He is, and I'm not knocking a psychologist. Because I go to a psychologist, and I have the utmost respect for the doctor that I see who is a psychologist. But you are not a medical doctor. You're a doctor of psychology, Dr. Phil, and you have no business weighing in on this. None. You are not an MD. You are a PhD. And there is a difference. I'm not taking away, because God knows all Scott's got is a BS in emphasis on BS. Scott has a BS in journalism, okay? I'm not taking away from people who have a doctorate. But there's a difference between being a doctor and having a doctorate.
There's an easy way to say it, Scott. If you have a spot on your leg and you're worried it's melanoma,
ain't
you don't
going
go
to Dr.
Dentist.
Phil. Nope.
You go to the Fauci for the infectious disease stuff, or you're, Dr. Hawkinson over at KU.
You're so right.
If you're getting your medical information from Dr. Phil on one of those news networks, I can't help you.
Yeah. He needs to shut his pie hole. And I'm being serious. You have a doctorate, and I'm not taking anything away from that. You've obviously done a lot of work. I applaud you. You are more educated than I am, but you are not an MD. Shut your mouth. More in just a moment. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on Dana and Parks.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do. Never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no.
Welcome back. Meatloaf on a Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. From the text line, Scott, is there an email I can send a thank you note to? Would prefer not to give out my email address, but you're welcome to send any correspondence to 7000 Squibb, SQUIBB, Mission, Kansas, 66202. That is our address. But somebody pointed out on the text line, you're not an MD either, bub. Well, you're right. But guess what I don't do, bub? I don't give out medical advice when it comes to corona either.
Also,
and it was erroneous advice. That's where he got in trouble. It was just factually completely wrong.
I would like to point out, and don't call me bub.
Journalism is a bachelor of the arts, not a bachelor of science.
That is true.
Wow, just took
and
me
thank
down,
God for that.
Just took me down another notch. Now my degree is completely worthless.
You're just now figuring that one out?
Yeah. You know, I told my daughter the other day, because she's getting, I don't know if I told you this, Sarah is, I don't think she wants to be in our business necessarily, but she's getting a degree in journalism at the moment, and I felt like my dad the other day, and I'm like, babe, I just wish you wouldn't, and she's like, why? What's wrong with it? And I'm like, I just wish you wouldn't. Ooh. I don't know that you want to be in this business. And it reminded me of my dad when I signed up for ROTC at KU, and I called him, and I was so proud, and I was really excited. I thought he would be thrilled. Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, I signed up for ROTC, and he just, I'll never forget, he just said, I wish you wouldn't. And I was like, And I got out of ROTC the next day.
Thank you, crusher of my dreams.
Yeah, thank you, dream crusher person thing, Dad. Sam to the phones. Telephone number here is 576-7798. If you have a grievance, 576-7798. Sam will get to the phones, and we will go to you. Sam, go ahead.
Lisa in Overland Park.
Hello, Lisa. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you. First of all, I just want to say that I'm not one of those people that think that this is a hoax or anything. I mean, I believe this is a real thing, and it's a crisis for our country. But I am sick and tired of the doomsday negative thinkers that are taking over the airwaves. And I just feel that there's got to be something else. I mean, is there truly nothing else in the entire world happening that we can be talking about? We don't need to hear the death toll and the number of people with the virus every 15 minutes. They will come up with a vaccine. I believe there will be a cure for this, and that the symptoms will be lessened for those that are severely affected.
Yeah.
Are you not concerned at all?
I mean, our phone system just went down entirely, so.
Oh.
Oh, it's back.
I'm glad she called, though, Scott, because there are a lot of people who feel that way.
Yeah, and there are.
Chris and I were talking about it the other night. He said there is fatigue. Mm-hmm. God knows. And you can tell, Scott, people that I called you yesterday and I said, I've hit the wall. I've hit the wall talking about this. Mm-hmm. You know, short of major news that we have to bring people, I've hit a wall with the whole thing. And I think there are people who feel the same way, which is why when you tune in sometimes, we're telling jokes or doing stupid things or talking about your elementary school favorite teacher in kindergarten, because we have to get away from it. I can't do it for 4 hours a day for 6 weeks in a row. I can't.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why I am a 48-year-old man who still remembers my crush in 1982. Three on Mrs. Brolier, because I don't want to talk about it either. But it's almost impossible, even if you're talking about, you know, should college come back, you know, or
you're still talking about it without talking about it.
You know, what about sports? You know, let's talk about the all-in challenge. Well, the all-in challenge where somebody is paying $800,000 to have dinner with Tom Brady is prompted by the coronavirus.
Right.
And so I totally understand the point of view where you're coming from, Dana. And I understand where people are saying, I just can't do it anymore. I mean, I'm done. And I said a week ago, Monday, that I thought this Friday was going to be the day where everybody just lost their mind. And you have people walking into the Michigan Capitol with long guns and everything.
Well, but those people were crazy before this happened.
Well, they are crazy, and they're lucky they walked out of there with their lives. They should have been, I'm not going to say it. Let me rephrase it. They're lucky they weren't shot on sight walking into the capital of the state with long guns and bulletproof vests. They're lucky they didn't get shot on sight. And I know everybody is sick and tired of it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that I'm most concerned about are not you and me. The people that I'm most concerned about are your mom and dad, my mom, Kelly's mom and dad. These are the people that I worry about.
Sure.
All of our children, of course.
The next time, I'll tell everyone this, the next time you feel like this has been years, because it does feel like it's been years, do what I did last night. Start scrolling backward in your phone, in your photos. I was clearing out photos last night. I got too many. And I swiped back. Scott, I wasn't swiping very long, and there's a photo of me and Jack at Allen Fieldhouse watching a KU game. And I looked at Chris and I go, are we in the Twilight Zone? I wasn't. This is Allen Fieldhouse. Did we go there?
Right.
We're hugging. I see Bill Self. I go, this was just a few swipey swipeys that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Dana, it's only been 5 weeks.
Yeah. No, that's the truth. That's the honest to God truth.
Yeah. Scroll back in your photos tonight. It will blow your mind how quickly you will reach just out and about with friends. There we are at Bon Jovi. I'm like, God, that feels like 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It was 5 weeks ago that I went to a sporting game with my oldest daughter. 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Sitting in the stands, minding my own business.
6.5 weeks ago, you were in a different country.
Yeah. Six and a half weeks ago, I was in Mexico. And 6.5 weeks ago, I had landed in Mexico when the night before I was watching the Big 12 tournament being played in front of a full crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why I didn't think it was any big deal to go down to Mexico. News is next, 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Well, I built me a raft if she's ready for flow. Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Hey, welcome back. It is Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Dana, have we done your grievance yet? I can't remember.
I've just kind of been bitchy all day, so I'm good.
Okay. Okie dokie. Sam to the phones.
Let's go to Will in Parkville.
Hey, Will. What's going on, man? Will, you're on.
I will. Go ahead.
Will, hello? Going once. All right. Sam, send us to somebody else, please.
Will had a lot to add. Let's go to Tim in Smithville.
Hey, Tim. What's going on, buddy?
Oh.
We have what's called a phone problem.
It's a gremlin problem, and now I'm going to have to come up with a grievance, which give me about 4 seconds, and I'll think of something, because I've been in a mood all week. You know that.
You have been in a bit of a mood. Yes, that is correct.
Everything's good now. It's Friday. It's 5:38. You know, I think my grievance goes back to the photos I was telling you about that I was looking through last night where, and I don't know if this is a grievance with myself or just the situation we're in, where it just feels like it has been so much longer than the 5 weeks we've been home. Or is it 6 weeks I've been home,
Scott? You've been home for six. I've been home for five. I stayed in the studio for 1 week while we got everything figured out.
One of the last photos that I have of us all at the station, honestly, was that you look like such a ding-dong. You walked in on this really cold day in February wearing a wool, like, coat. Like the kind of coat only a flasher would wear right before you're sexually harassed corner.
That's my heavy wool Russian coat. Yes, it's very warm.
And we took a photo of you wearing that, and we put pocket watches inside of it because you really did look like the, like, creeper.
The used watch salesman.
Trying to sell a watch out of that thing.
Quote, unquote.
And I said to Chris, I go, look, I was just at work. Like, that's me in the photo. I see Scott with the weirdo wool flasher coat. That's a grievance as much as it is just, it just feels like it has been a lot longer than it has.
Yeah, it does. You've been out of the office for 6 weeks. I've been out for five. Obviously the phones are not working, Samuel.
We can try. I just spoke to Brian on the handset and okay. I could hear him.
All right, let's try Brian again then. Let's
Brian see. And KCK.
Okay, let's try again. Hi, Brian.
Mm-hmm. We have Brian? Deduced that there is indeed a phone problem.
I think what you need to do is unplug the phone and then plug it back
now,
in.
Now, well, Scott has a new grievance.
The phone itself is working just fine. It's the board part of the phone. Mm. I don't think they're communicating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are moving to the text line for your grievances at 22980. Mm. Obviously, the phone line is not compatible with the board. So 22980, if you have a grievance, brought to you by Michelob Ultra, here's a good one. My grievance is with people who are quarantined, who walk in the street and refuse to walk on the sidewalk.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Do you have to walk? Can I ask? I'm not challenging. But do you have to walk on the sidewalk? Like in our neighborhood, we don't have sidewalks. I don't have a choice.
Yeah, there are some streets in my neighborhood that don't have sidewalks either. And so you have to walk on the street. I would argue, and I'm no lawyer. God knows I have a BA in journalism. But if I did have a law degree, I would make the argument that legally, if there's a sidewalk, you have to walk on the sidewalk.
You have lost your mind. If I want to walk on the street that my tax dollars pay for, I can walk.
Well, the street that you pay for is for cars.
Yeah.
You can walk. Now, here's where you can't walk. You can't walk on I-35.
Oh,
you most certainly can walk on this. Have you lost your mind? I see joggers going by 1,000 times a day.
Are you
going
to walk down state line by your house, Dana?
I wouldn't personally, but there are sidewalks.
What's the difference between state line and null?
You mean to tell me you think there's some rule that you can't walk in the street?
I am most certain.
You have lost your mind.
No, it's an actual crime.
No, it is not.
Sam, please stop talking. Juris Doctorate Dana Wright is talking.
Jaywalking, by the way, is when you break the law crossing a street, like you don't have the right of way or you don't have the little walkie-walkie flashy guy telling you can walkie-walkie. Mm-hmm. That's jaywalking.
Mm-hmm.
I have the actual definition from a law book of jaywalking. If you'd like to get all technical with it.
Yes, I would.
I would like to hear that, Sam, if you don't mind, the definition of jaywalking.
Crossing or walking in the street or road unlawfully.
Yes, and walking down my street is not unlawful. I'm telling you, it's not unlawful. Now, if you're on a highway, unlawful.
I guarantee you that there are laws on the books that say if there is a sidewalk, you have to use it if you're walking. If there is not, you are welcome to walk next to the curb. But Dana, you have lost...
Wait. You think I mean right down the middle of the road? That's not what I'm saying. No. I'm just saying in the road.
I am saying if there is a sidewalk, you have to use the sidewalk if you're walking. You cannot walk in the street.
No,
you have lost your JD mind.
You just decided that that is a crime to walk on a public street.
I guarantee you it's a crime.
Yeah, it's for the safety of the driver and the person.
No, it is
just
not.
Like in St. Louis City.
People get hit by cars all the time. Have you been to the plaza?
In St. Louis City, you can't ride a bike on the sidewalk because you're putting the pedestrians on the sidewalk in danger.
Yeah, you can't drive on a sidewalk, so you can't walk in the street.
Now, if you're asking me, is it smart or should you walk right down the middle of the road like at midnight? No, that's probably frowned upon. But if I just want to go on a walk, and I usually walk facing traffic, by the way, because I want to see what's coming. And that's the guy looking at his cell phone that's about to kill me. I walk facing traffic in the street next to the curb. That's how I walk.
Okay.
And you're telling me what, I've been breaking the law for 46 years?
No, I'm not telling you you're breaking the law because there is no sidewalk on your street. I've been in your neighborhood. You do not have a sidewalk. Therefore, it is not against the law technically for you to walk in the street. But on my street where we do have a sidewalk, you are supposed to lawfully walk on the sidewalk. That's why they call it a sidewalk and not a side drive and get killed.
I don't know how more succinctly to put this, but you are wrong. You are
prove it
wrong.
Prove it.
I just Googled if you have a sidewalk, is it against the law to walk in the street? And the answer is no. It is not generally illegal to walk on the road with no sidewalk unless it is posted as such.
You just said on a street with no sidewalk.
You also said generally, which means that it is not all-encompassing.
You've lost your mind.
You've lost your mind. You're looking up walking on a street without a sidewalk.
I'm about to have a coffee. Kansas City, Missouri police. Look at him holding onto his rib like he broke his rib, which he didn't. We all know that's a lie.
All right. I can't wait for 67 hours without you in my life. 576-7798. Sam, I know I have a commercial coming up. I'm going to need a break. I'm about to lose my mind. Sam, I'm going to need a break.
You know what you should do? You should go walk in the street because it's not illegal. So what you should go.
Well, I don't need to walk in the street. I have a sidewalk on my street.
Don't you come back no more.
writes in 0568. I was jogging in Overland Park at 5 a.m. one morning, and a police officer turned on his lights and told me to get on the sidewalk.
I'm tweeting right. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department right now.
Good question. My grievance is, why is Rebecca not live on the show anymore? Let me answer that if I can, while you're texting the police department. Everybody is doing their part from their homes, except Sam. He's actually back at the studio. But Dana's in her home. I'm in my home. Rebecca is in her home in Lansing. There are so many moving parts trying to do a show like this where you have four players that
in
we all...
In four locations.
Yeah. Thank you, Dana. That's right. It's almost impossible to do what we're doing right now, much less have four people live on the air at the same time. It is impossible. And so we deduced that Rebecca was the least important. And
it's not true.
So no, that's not true. But there are only so many moving parts you can keep juggling at the same time. And so, Rebecca, when you do hear the news, I mean, we've been honest about this show for the last 14 years. And today we're not going to change. When you hear Rebecca, she's been recorded about 5 minutes before she actually goes on the air. It's not like you're getting, you know, canned 5-hour-old news. It's not. It's 5-minute-old news. But we can't put that many balls in the air at the same time. It's
and
just
if news
impossible.
Broke, we would cover
sure.
it the
yeah,
second
yeah,
we came back.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And so we just can't keep that many balls in the air at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good question. We had someone last week, Scott, who wanted to come on the air with two guests. And I emailed back and I said, I love you. I love what you're trying to do here. I love the cause. Mm-hmm. But there is no way we could do Sam, Dana, Scott, and then two other guests in two different... There are just certain limitations that we have trying to do the show from four different locations. And mm-hmm. That's hopefully all about to come to an end. I hope.
Sam, because the phones are not working, we are getting multiple requests. God dang. The kids show up and the dog loses her mind. I don't know if you hear the tap, 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 tap. My dog is running throughout the house because the kids just showed up. Sam, people are requesting that because the phones are down, can we do some Dana-isms? And I'm totally down with that. Because Festivus Friday has hit the woodshed.
What does that even mean, Scott? Hit the woodshed?
It means it's not working.
What does that even mean? What does one do when one hits a woodshed?
Well, when you hit the woodshed...
You sound like Dan Rather. Were you knee-high to a grasshopper when you hit the woodshed?
Well, were you hotter than a chick on a in a convertible in a bikini?
I don't know. I love that man, but he doesn't make sense, and neither do you.
That's hotter than a woman in a convertible in a bikini.
Wait,
so are we doing Dana-isms?
Yeah,
we're looking up some of the best Dan Rather-isms. Dan Rather lines.
And yes, we will. We are more than happy to entertain some Dana-isms, Sam. Because if we can't take calls, we have to do something else. So we're going to Dana-isms.
I don't want to put something in my mouth that tastes like poop.
Oh, my goodness. I stared at that thing. Oh, so exciting.
Squirt like once, but not like four times.
Oh, my God. Stop. Wait, before you play the next one, I have to be clear. These are things that sound like they're sexual, but are not. She's talking about anything other than you know what, and they just come out a little differently. Sam, continue.
I kept saying, shake it, like this.
I was going to say, plug the hole and let me go.
I prefer the length of the nine. Mm.
I want to bang and you bang. We both bang. My ass hurt when I left there. So I'm yelling more, harder. And I go, oh my God, that feels good. Because it hurt. There's something in my butt. Well, it did feel good. I was going, oh, yeah. Keep doing that.
We could put these in a certain order and make like a story out of them.
Just keep going.
Howdy, doody. And it just goes in there? It doesn't. You have to push it, shove it, and kick it. I've been told you have to grease a pole.
Oh my God.
I'm getting that sucker drilled tomorrow.
Oh my God. I feel like this feels big. Please do not come up and yank on that thing hard.
Yep.
I sucked that thing down in 4 days.
Oh, gosh. Oh, keep going. We got about another minute.
Heard if you're on a laptop, you should cover the hole. You got a broken picker, do you? These balls are located by size and weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be 6 inches instead of 4.
And everyone would be happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
All of your adult toys. And I was too afraid at that point to put it in. I'll buy it and I'll grease it. You got to get it in there because I don't know how to do that.
Give me two more and then we got to get out of here.
Here's my butt. I had a wet spot somewhere. I don't know where.
Uh-oh.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got Bowling's coming over for dinner tonight.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I'm jealous.
We're going to have a little crab rangoon, a little cashew chicken.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dana, you take these 67 hours and you enjoy them. I will see you Monday at 2 o'clock. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, III, the finest man in all of America. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, whom I will see in 67 hours. I am Scott Parks. God willing, we all have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. The weather's going to be pretty nice. A little bit of rain, but pretty nice.
It's going to be nice, except when it rains on you.
Yeah. Except when you get hit by lightning.
Just ride it.
Ride that lightning.
Goodbye. Go away.
You go away. Be safe. Be well. And be good. We'll see you on Monday. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.